All right, well, despite the U.S.'s loss to Turkey 3-2 last night, very late game, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
That game started.
People were talking about that being that it would be so late, that it would be a little hungover this morning.
Well, but you know what? To be fair, all these other countries across the pond and around the world, they're all staying up at ungodly hours as well to watch their countries as well. So we can take a 10 o'clock kickoff.
Oh, absolutely.
On the West Coast. That's all right.
I mean, we played basketball at 9 o'clock, right?
Right.
9:30.
Exactly.
So, I mean.
Or remember when the Red Wings were in the Western Conference?
Yes.
Those West Coast trips, those 10:30 puck drops.
Ugh.
Tough. Regardless of the outcome last night, and the United States did lose, they had won their first two games, so they were already on to the group of 32. But there are still some things that we got to settle in group play, and that'll bear itself out today, tomorrow, and then Sunday we get into the round of 32.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great new spot here in the city of Detroit to catch all of the World Cup games, and that is at the Regal Eagle. And Keith Baldwin, the co-owner, rejoins us once again this morning. Keith, it's good to have you back.
Hey, good to be back.
First of all, business is still good. Business is booming. It's World Cup time, and you're the place to come check it out.
Yeah, there's been quite a vibe, quite an atmosphere for a lot of the games. Been very busy for the Mexico-USA games. Brazil's been showing up big, and we've had people from every nation come in and watch the games.
And, you know, for people who may not follow soccer year-round, what do you think has made this World Cup so compelling so far?
I think it's a big celebration, and people, I think, are feeling that. A lot of the fans are partying together. You see in the stadiums in the cities, they're partying together before the game. Soccer fans have always kind of been a bit separate from different clubs, from different nations, but it's really been a big coming together and partying. And I think it's nice to have an event where no matter if you're supporting different teams, you can all celebrate together, right?
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah,
meanwhile, for the U.S. last night, outcome didn't really matter. They were already on to the next round. But it was good to see Christian Pulisic get some time, some playing time. He was out with that injury. And it felt like you wanted to at least get him on the pitch, give him some time on the field, and then get ready for this next game against Bosnia.
Yeah, he definitely was good. He got some minutes because if he hadn't played last night, that would be quite a gap between game one and game four for him. So it was good for him to get out there and play. And yeah, I'm not worried about the result last night. The aim was to win the group, and the USA won the group.
Do you think American soccer fans have become more knowledgeable over the years, especially with the World Cup being played here in North America?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely think they have. Quite a lot of the American soccer fans like to be quite analytical about things, their sports, and I think a lot of them have dove straight into soccer and broken it down in lots of ways.
Do you I'm curious, because there's always this narrative that soccer isn't as popular in the United States as it is in other countries around the world, which, of course, is true. We have other sports that get elevated oftentimes. But even if we operate on the assumption that there's 360 million Americans, and let's say a fourth of them are tuning into these games, I mean, that's still 90 million people. It's still a massive amount of people that are watching these games, that are invested, that are going. It feels like, and maybe this is just recency bias, but it feels like there is a lot of excitement around this and this U.S. team.
Yeah, I think in a way that's kind of become the narrative that people have told themselves the last 20, 30 years that soccer isn't as popular. But over the past 20 years, more kids play soccer than any other sport in America.
Mm-hmm.
So and the groundswell of that, and they've now become young adults. Soccer is extremely popular. The attendances at MLS games have only gone up. The World Cup's only going to boost that. And soccer is very much part of the fabric of America now.
Even in the city of Detroit.
I'm everywhere.
With Detroit City FC.
When I go to parks and neighborhoods, there's always a soccer game going on. There's a kid's soccer game going on. And watching soccer, Keith, in a pub is really very different from watching at home. Do you see fans from, like, different countries coming together at the Regal Eagle? And what does that kind of add to the experience when you're watching these games?
Yeah, well, watching it together is sets you up for sets you up for that sense of community. When you watch it at home, and sometimes I've wanted to watch games at home because I wanted to lock in and really focus on a certain game. But that's why we set up our screens a certain way at the Regal Eagle, is we want you to be able to watch it, to hear the sound, to be able to not only lock in if you're very focused or stressed about the outcome of a game, but then you can share that with everybody, and you can share the joy, or you can comfort each other. But you can see the game and hear it clearly, and in a way, it is better to watch it together.
Do you have plenty of ranch on hand, plenty of beer on hand?
Well, the ranch has been making an appearance, but more where we're at, there's lots of salsa for the tacos. There's a lot of beer. There's a lot of beer, and there's a lot of beer from American, Mexican, European beer, and many more drinks as well.
When you look at this weekend's schedule, are there matches that, you know, has the potential to completely change the tournament?
Not to change the tournament, but to round out the round of 32. I think it's going to be a tournament where we're going to see an African team really make a big impact. Last World Cup, Morocco got to the semifinals.
Yeah.
They're already through. Ivory Coast is through. And I wouldn't give up on Senegal yet. They've lost both their games, but they are African champions. If they beat Iraq by 2 or 3 goals, that could put them in as a third-place finisher, and there would be a team nobody really wants to face in the last 32.
Really quickly, we have just a minute left here. Talk about what we can expect now from this tournament into the round of 32, out of the group stages. You don't have those 3 games. How does this structurally work now?
Well, now this is where a bit of the tension comes in. So there'll still be a lot of feel-good feeling, but it's going to be tension with fans, because now if you lose this celebration of the World Cup that you're in, you're no longer in it. And that's a very empty feeling when the final whistle goes and you know your team's eliminated. So there's going to be some great matchups. There's a lot on the line of all those matchups. And it's going to be an exciting next week.
You like this U.S. matchup?
Yeah, you know, Bosnia are a team that could definitely cause some problems, but when you look at who the U.S. could face, I think Bosnia is a team you would probably pick. So that's definitely a team we expect the USA to win, but nobody's going to be a pushover. But
no doubt.
The USA play like we know they can, and Canada have a great draw against South Africa as well. Mexico, if they play in Mexico City, and if they win, they play again in Mexico City. So location-wise, they've got a great route and to go deep as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's the Regal Eagle. It's a place to be. Keith Baldwin's the co-owner. We appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the patronage, and we'll talk again soon.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it. Fun weekend coming up. But he's right. The tension rises.
Uh-huh.
Because you lose, you're done.
You're done. Win or go home.
Win or go home.
Yeah.
So certainly the tension skyrockets. Coming up on the other side, Michigan lawmakers pushing to cut cargo theft and gift card scams. It's coming up on JR Morning.